This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Meeta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, the US inflation for the month of May has really spooked the markets and the global rout has continued. For example, the Indian markets, which were already reacting to the inflation data, closed at 11-month lows in yesterday's trading session amid the global sell-off. We had the Sensex, which slid around 1,457-odd points. The Nifty was down over 400-odd points. FIIs net sold heavily, so they net sold over 4,100 crores in the cash market yesterday. DIIs net bought around 2,800-odd crores. Other asset classes were weak as well, so the rupee ended at a record low. The 10-year government bond yield, in fact, hardened to a 3-year high. The global rout continues today, so we have the US markets, S&P, which closed nearly 4% lower to a new low for the year. The European markets were low as well, with the bond yield spiking on fears of now a recession and possibly the Fed hiking rates more than that 50 basis points that was anticipated on Wednesday. The Bitcoin closed at the lowest level in 18 months. We have Asia, which is weak, and the SGX indicating a soft start as well. One more negative for the Indian markets is Brent crude, which is at around $122 per barrel, which has risen on tight supplies. A possible relief for the markets would be the CPI for the month of May in India, which is eased to 7.04% versus 7.79% month on month, which is definitely a positive, but the street is a bit skeptical in terms of CPI continuing to be benign, considering that we have Brent crude prices which are at elevated levels. Well, those are a couple of cues you need to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.